I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched. Just a castaway, island lost at sea. Now I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Come on. You remember, we were shipwrecked together. Stranded, I'm so far from home.
Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. My co-host is Greg Kot. And if you want to be the first to hear these weekly bonus podcasts, become a Sound Opinions supporter on Patreon, like Denise Brodsky from San Francisco. Thank you, Denise. We can't do it without the listeners, Greg. We say that, and we mean it. On any given day, we've got so much music bubbling in our brains that we can't share it in 1 hour a week. You know, hell, we could do a bonus podcast every 2 hours, never mind once a week. Give us just a little hint of what you're going to share today.
Well, you know, it's been a terrible year for death.
Yeah.
You know, people we love. This one is especially near and dear to me because this person and this band of which he was a part, a crucial part, didn't get enough love. I mean, I saw very few obits of any note on this particular artist. I want to try to make it a little bit better.
Make right by
it. In terms of his impact on the world.
All right. We'll hear who that is in a minute.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Welcome back to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. Greg, there's so many people we're losing. We never get to all of them. Who are you going to talk about?
As you are as well, I'm a huge fan of post-punk, right?
Mm-hmm.
That whole era was rife with amazing music and amazing bands. Some who got lost in the wash, you know, just never got proper recognition. The Three Johns out of Leeds in the UK were one of my favorite bands of that era. They actually came over and played Metro in the mid-80s, I saw them there. Primary reason being that John Lankford was part of that band.
He was one of the Johns.
One of the Meekons. He's one of the Three Johns in the Three Johns, right? John Lankford, the bassist Philip John Brennan, and the vocalist John Hyatt died. Could not pin down his age because there's so little information out there about him on the net. Early 60s, though, was a well-known artist, primarily in the UK over the last few decades, but was also the lead vocalist of this, I think, just a terrific band. Released a handful of albums and singles in the 80s and then went bye-bye because Lankford became preoccupied with what the Meekons were doing, trying to establish them, and did a pretty darn good job of it. But meanwhile, Lankford playing guitar primarily here, bassist Hyatt on vocals, drum machine, right? And there was a dance element to their music, which I really love. The fact that they had that sort of driving guitar-based sound, but with a beat you could dance to, right? I mean, some of the most raucous gigs I went to were Three Johns gigs, primarily because of that. String of really great singles, Teenage Nightingales to Wax, English White Boy Engineer, Adam Drumbop, Death of the European. I played those singles and those albums to death in that era. They still hold up really well. And I wanted to just say, you know, Hyde wouldn't have been the same without Hyde, a really idiosyncratic vocalist. To my mind, one of those voices that's very distinctive in a way that John Lydon's was, right, or is.
Mm-hmm.
Here is Hyatt singing lead vocals on one of my favorite Three Johns tracks called Adam Drumbop from the Three Johns on Sound Opinions. Some Cold War protest lyrics from Adam Drumbop and John Hyatt of the Three Johns on that track. As new missiles come in generations, new models to be sold like cars, A-bomb, H-bomb, Minutemen, the names get more attractive. Welcome to the land of the tomahawks, missiles for American cowboys.
Yikes.
Yeah. You know, Cold War era stuff at its finest from the Three Johns. John Hyatt in his early 60s and gone too soon.
That's it for this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. For more full episodes, visit soundopinions.org. And to sponsor the show, email sponsor@soundopinions.org. Sound Opinions, as always, is produced by Alex Claiborne, Andrew Gill, our associate producer, Sol Delgadillo, and our Columbia College intern, Max Hatlam. Social media is handled by Katie Cott. Thanks for listening.